Hello, my fellow Americans. Glad to be here in old Olympia, Washington, here to talk about forest and fire. So let's see, maybe we could get some questions from the press.
Yes. Mr. President, this is Richard Lives from Fox News. And
good to see you, Richard.
I was wondering, what is your administration going to do about the catastrophic wildfires that are raging across the American West?
It's a great question. Well, look, we got these forests, right? And they're filled with trees. And some of these trees are really big and heavy. And they can fall on Americans. These are dangerous trees. It's a threat to national security. And these trees fall on people, so we might think about cutting them down. Other thing is, in these forests, you know, they're thick. You can't really see into them, and terrorists could be hiding in our forests. Very dangerous thing. You can't hide in a clear cut, but you can hide in a forest. Now, third, these forests, they can burst into flame and be dangerous. So we need to get in there and cut up them trees so they can't burst into flame. You got to understand, these are like forests of mass destruction. And we can't have that in America. Another question. Let's see. Fox News.
What would you say to your opponents who believe that your biscuit fire recovery plan is a little extreme?
Ice cream?
Extreme.
It's a long flight. I was kind of getting hungry up here. It's not extreme. Nothing my administration does is extreme. It's always common sense. Everything we do is based on common sense. Listen, this forest burned. It's a messy forest, full of dead trees. We got to get in there and clean it up. You understand, if we don't do this logging, we don't log and then do the planting and all that, then forest won't come back. Forest just won't grow back. Simple as that. Common sense tells you. So if the forest doesn't come back, only shrubs will grow back and then the bushes, and we all know we need more trees and less bushes out there. So, well, what I mean is we got to get in there and do some logging, because otherwise...
What do we have to do to get the holes?
Well, I think I'm actually late for some fundraising in Seattle. So I thank you for your time. God bless. God bless America. God bless the forest. We'll see y'all later. All right. Remember to vote for me in November. God bless.